This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott
Robert
Bell.
Scott Bell. Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, folks, the new and improved and taller Robert Scott Bell Show here on the starting it up.
Super and now playing center for the Los Angeles Lakers. No.
Seriously, yeah. If I would have had that little device, the True Align, you know, body system before the playing the Harlem Legends, I might have been slam dunking. Dude.
Yeah, there you go.
Think about that.
But you did all right, though.
Oh, yeah, no, it's all right. It's all good, all good. Folks, it's up in the notes, robertscottbell.com. Check it all out there. We got to start with flu shot propaganda. And it's not parading as propaganda. It's parading as, well, hey, we survey says. How about some Family Feud, right? What percentage of people that were asked would take a flu shot? In the Family Feud audience, what would you guess? Everybody or nobody? Where would they fall into that line with daytime TV watchers?
You know, I would be inclined to say that you would have like a majority that just seems like, you know, with all of the propaganda that's out there and the big push.
Are we saying that people that watch game shows in the daytime are probably not critical thinkers?
Yeah, yeah. 100 people surveyed.
Yeah.
The top answer is, I would guess, and I don't even know where I'm getting this from, but I'd probably say like 7 out of 10.
You know what? This is really good because this is how they figure out what to put in the flu shot each year. Say, watch Family Feud.
Oh, they play Family Feud at the CDC.
Exactly. And what was the survey? Oh, yeah. So let's put the H1N2 Haemophilus influenza in there. Okay. This is the kind
of. You know
of
what?
Thing.
I would say if we're going to pick a game show, it would be more like Wheel of Fortune than it would be Family Feud.
Really? Just doing, guessing the letters?
They just spin the wheel, see what it lands on, right?
Buying the vowels. Let's see. Should we put mercury in this year's shot or extra aluminum? Well, new survey, according to the UGA, the University of Georgia, the Bulldogs, they say that only half of the people plan to get flu shots this year. 50%. And I'm telling you, that's 50% too many. But they're not going to go there. They say
that's pretty significant, though.
Half of Americans getting flu shots? I don't know. It's disappointing to me that half of them would be doing that. I think, I want it down at 10% or less. At least then we can say.
Dude, you are such a glasses half empty guy.
Am I?
Listen, 50%, that's got to have the skep ducks just wetting themselves.
Conneptions,
They're wearing Depends right now after reading this.
Well, I guess, you know, it's never enough for me. Even though I'm not one that would use the force of anything to basically, you know, force people to stop or do something, right? That's just not my nature. But to encourage folks to wake up and ask questions, yeah. And I want, you know, to be like a 90-10 proposition. 90% have woken up, 10%, they're just, you can't fix stupid. But other than that, what are we going to do with this? Now, their argument here in this UGA catalog or whatever this is, survey, your flu vaccination, again, it's always about making it possessive. It's got to be yours. It's not the flu shot does. It is your flu shot. Notice the words. This is very specific. There are reasons for this, folks. Your flu vaccination helps protect other people from the flu. Exactly. This is why I'm taking selenium so no one else gets sick and has a selenium deficiency. What the hell is wrong with these people? right? It's about setting yourself on fire or your children on fire so that other children can stay warm. No, I am under no obligation to do such a thing. And you're going to say, well, Robert Scott Bell is cold and heartless and cruel. Oh, yes, I care not for the people. That's why I do this show and give away free health information, feels like 24/7 sometimes. I talked to some folks earlier today, Super Don. And, you know, I talked to people behind the scenes on the phone, and, you know, they asked me questions. I asked them questions. I want to learn. I want to, you know, I maintain my finger on the pulse of what's going on out there. And I talked to one lady today. And she was asking about how do you use different things, substances, to prevent the flu. I said, well, aren't you getting the flu shot? Oh, no, I used to get the flu shot, man. It made me sick as a dog. I don't do the flu shot. That's why I say about this particular survey, that one of the things that they indicate here is that people who have gotten the flu shot previously are more likely to get the flu shot now. And I'm thinking, who are they talking to? Because the people I end up talking to say, yeah, I used to do it, and no more. So I just think this is a biased propaganda piece in promotion of flu vaccination.
I think so, and to a certain extent. But I also think that, you know, there's probably some people, they got the flu shot, and for whatever reason, you know, their immune system was able to handle it, and they you know, didn't experience it. So they would have a tendency to go, see, it's no big deal. Mm-hmm. But, you know, of course, that's all anecdotal.
Yeah, you know? Yeah, that's right. And anecdotes they're allowed to use, we're not. But the reality is people are wising up. If you say that, now I'm going to be positive now, just like you, Super Don, 50%, only 50% plan to get a flu shot. That's really good, actually, because I think childhood vaccine compliance, according to the government statistics, is over 90%, significantly over 90%. So that tells me that, well, maybe there's still some cognitive dissonance on the flu shot versus all other shots. Maybe they're saying, well, this is different. This is not a childhood vaccine, right? But they use the same propaganda to promote your compliance with childhood vaccine schedules. They're going to say, come on, if your little Johnny doesn't get the measles shot and somebody else in the neighborhood gets measles, aren't you going to feel bad when they die? In fact, nobody died from the vaccine, supposedly, the measles outbreak at Disney. Nobody. And, of course, if you're in a first world country, as it is called, and you have access to basic levels of sanitation, sewage hygiene, and nutrition, nobody's dying of measles anymore. You have to go to places where there's severe immune compromise scenarios, severe nutritional deficiencies, to see people dying of measles in the year 2016 or the coming year 2017. But that's not communicated. It's all about the fear to get you to roll up your sleeve or roll up the sleeve of your child. And so we look beyond that. We look past that. And, you know, those that say we're fear-mongering what? I don't know. Maybe are we fear-mongering a fear of the flu shot? Or are we communicating what we know to be true? And if it happens to be scary to someone, well, that's on them.
Well, I think it's reasonable to be, you know, to have some fear of something if it's going to kill you, mm-hmm. or it's going to cause neurological damage, or it's going to give your kid autism, or, you know, all the paralysis, or, you know, all of the things that we talk about. And it's not that we're trying to make people scared of wanting to be healthy. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, it's just that, you know, you have to put it in perspective. How many times have we talked about the studies that have been done that show that these flu shots are worthless?
Well, and even worse than that, just recently, remember we talked about it from the Mon Street Journal, the adverse event reporting system, and, of course, the unconstitutional vaccine court reporting on the payouts to vaccine injury. What was it that had the biggest leap by far? Like 10,000%?
Yes.
Flu shots.
Flu shots.
You already forgot that. That was a huge
No, well, listen, and here's the thing. Yes, mm-hmm. I mean, when every time that we've looked at statistics, and I'll tell you, the people over at Health Impact News are really good at keeping up on this stuff.
Yeah.
And, you know, every quarter they put out the report, and time after time we're finding the flu shot is the most dangerous shot that people can get out there.
Yep, adults and kids. Now pregnant women are being urged to participate in National Influenza Vaccination Week. They cannot Yay. Stop. And they're targeting you and your baby, too. They say, yes, it's two for one. Protect your baby from getting the flu. Now, the irony here also is something we've covered on the Robert Scott Bell Show for those of you who are new to the show. The fact that the CDC, back at the height of the, I believe, the swine flu propaganda, they stopped counting swine flu cases because they found that when they analyzed the blood of supposedly the victims of the swine flu, they found no evidence of the flu. And so they basically stopped counting, and then they doubled or tripled down and said 100 million, 80 million, 20 million, however many.
300 billion.
Yeah. Everybody's got flu. Like, everybody has AIDS. They basically said, you know, if the lie is big enough, you yell it loud enough and repeat it often enough, it'll become true. And the whole idea of flu prevention via flu shot is nonsense. Even if you develop an antibody, doesn't guarantee you don't get sick. The reality is they don't even track genuine flu cases. Very rarely do they actually go to the levels to take the blood, find out if they're replicating influenza viruses in everyone, much less one person during flu season. So it's another scam. It's a big scam, and they're scamming pregnant moms. And, of course, they're not offering the mercury-free version, which isn't truly totally mercury-free, and they're continuing to give 25 micrograms of mercury per shot to a woman who's got a developing baby in her. This is a form of genocide by vaccination. And I just can't sit idly by and watch this propaganda go on for 1 minute more. That's why we do flu presentations or flu shot discussions here from time to time, particularly in the flu influenza season. Now, I talked to the one lady earlier today. She asked me about silver. And I said, you know, I basically have people taking a teaspoon three times a day prophylactically, which means preventively. They're not waiting to get sick. They tell me, oh, I always get sick every year. I don't want to get sick. I don't want to do the flu shot because I've done that. That didn't work. So I have them do it a teaspoon three times a day. And without fail, they after the season, they're like, oh, guess what? I didn't get sick this year. I told you so. But that's one of the things you can do. Extra selenium, I mentioned that earlier. Selenium at microgram dosage does what it takes grams of vitamin C to do. Okay? So I'm a fan of increasing selenium levels when something is quote unquote going around. Yes, you can utilize echinacea to enhance immunity. Yes, we also use beta-1-3D glucan for Better Way Health. That's a great prevention. Don't even wait to enhance immunity. BetterWayHealth.com. That's a great way to go as well. Staying hydrated, getting adequate rest. These are basic concepts, but don't overlook that nutrition has the greatest role in preventing aberrant metabolic functions, much less spewing of viral components from your own cells, less what somebody sneezes upon you. And with that, we're going to take a break here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We've got a great show for you this evening. Links are up in the show notes, robertscottbell.com. If you miss a show, you can go to GCN or Syndicator. Of course, archives available at iTunes, Stitcher, podcasts as well through TuneIn and UK Health Radio, Red State Radio, Red Nation Rising, and SoundCloud. Check it out. Links to those that support this message of health, freedom, and healing liberty are also in the show notes as well as upcoming events. We got a question of the day coming up, and it relates to food. But this question may upset the vegetarian, so fair warning. We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, yeah, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water from the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here. And he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy. But everybody doesn't have good energy. So they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement, detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet and you can drink it too. Echo Water. Check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017. 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017. 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The Power to Hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Don't know what contaminants are lurking in your water? Time to get a ProPure. Take advantage of ProPure's holiday sale. Save 25% on all ProPure water filter products. Sales good through December 31st. there's a ProPure water filter for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, y'all, if you want questions answered, it's very simple. You can call us 866-939-2355 or go to the website, robertscottbell.com, and submit your questions or comments there, and we'll play Super Don theme songs for you in addition to answering your question or acknowledging your comments. So, folks, here we go with the first one of today. It's a meaty one.
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
All right, today's first question of the day is coming from Karen. Karen, what does Karen ask Super Don? Do you have that in front of you? I guess it's a meaty question, so I'll let you handle this, at least to start.
Yeah, you're going to give me the long, long question of the day. It's actually, I guess it's considered two sentences. Karen wants to know, what is better for you, bison or organic grass-fed beef? Is bison better for you?
Really? So this is like the shortest question we've had in weeks. I like that. Makes it easy.
Pretty much, yeah.
Do you have a preference? We like them all.
Yes. A bison over beef?
Mm-hmm.
They're both good. I probably would lean towards beef, personally. And the reason why is I like the fattier meats, personally.
Gotcha, you're right, because the bison tends to be leaner. You're not afraid of fat, Super Don.
No, dude, you know what? Grill me up a good porterhouse, and I'm in heaven.
Okay. Is there one porterhouse, or is it like a house of porter? I never understood that porterhouse, whatever that was. Is that a cut?
You're making it so complicated. Yes, it's a cut. It's a cut of steak.
Gotcha. Yeah. I just didn't know.
Oh, you didn't know?
Made famous by the House of Porter. No, yeah. Yes. I don't know a lot of stuff.
All right. Yes, Porter House is one of the more expensive cuts, actually.
Okay.
All right, well, again, I told you this would upset vegetarians, but Karen wants to know, bison or grass-fed beef? Of course, we are going to make the statement grass-fed bison, too. Now, we've had many Healing Revolution segments here with Dr. Frank King over the years, and he also is a bison farmer. Now, he may be biased because he has bison, but I like his line of thinking about genetic heritage, right? One of the oldest species on the planet, utilized for food, for mammals, for humans, is in fact bison. You have a species, a lineage going back thousands of years. And for that purpose, you know, we talk about reestablishing connection to our genetic heritage as humans. Notice I said as humans, all of us, our roots going back that far. And so tapping into that, that might be a very critical component to consider if you are someone that eats a lot of cow, right? Now, we've also talked about over the years, the only reason that everybody can eat cow like we do is because of oil. Oil has made possible all the things that used to not be possible. Because eating a large animal, large land animal, used to be something you'd do once in a while when you caught it, right? And killed it and ate it. And you would, what would you eat first? What does the animal kingdom eat first? The muscle or the vitals?
Well, you kind of have to get through the muscle to get to the vitals.
Yeah, but they go, you know, the animal kingdom cuts right through it to get to the vital organs, to the liver, to, you know, those.
They're all heart surgeons.
Right, because that's where the minerals are. So, you know, the concept of what we are eating today is very foreign in terms of our ancestors didn't eat this way every day. So when people go paleo...
No rump roast?
Yeah, not regularly. You know, our paleo brethren didn't slay a mastodon every day. It was a once in a while thing. So eating lower on the food chain, I will say, making it simpler for you, especially if you've been ill for a long time like so many. And Karen, I don't know your status of health, but I remember when I first started my recovery, I actually did, and this will be a slab of meat for the vegetarians. I went vegetarian for quite some time. That's kind of a weird thing to say, isn't it? But you know what I'm saying. The idea is when your system is very compromised, it's very difficult to break down complex animal proteins. That's my only point here. And I'm not saying that you have to be vegetarian. I know, that, again, some of those that are religious vegetarians get angry at this. But I'm just saying you've got to find out what's right for you. And the only way to know ultimately if you want to take these high-tech tests is to eat and figure out what your body does after you eat. Pay very careful attention. But like me, I had to get, or like you, or like me, like all of us, we have to get healthy enough to read the signals, to understand what our cells are communicating. Some of it's obvious. If you eat this and you get totally constipated and bloated and you're having reflux, that could be problematic, indicating high complex animal protein diet might be difficult for you right now. But anyway, that's it for Karen. If you have a follow-up to that, let us know, and we'll be right back with more Powerful Healing on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell.
Hi, Robert Scott Bell for the Doc of Detox here. How would it feel to not only be the wisest but the healthiest person in the room? What would it look like to no longer live in fear? How will it feel to truly be the healer of your body and a light that guides your family back to health? Well, now you can take back your power and get trained at the International Training Institute of Health. Go to itioh.com. Until we're trained correctly, we're going to suffer at the hands of those who think they know better. What would it feel like to never rely on the medical system ever again except for emergencies? How much more suffering, time, and money do you need to spend on treatments? It's time to get trained. Go to itioh.com. 35 years in the trenches has taught Dr. Daryl Wolf that no matter how good the treatment is, treatments are temporary at best, unless you take back your power and claim your universal right to self-healing. Thanks to Dr. Wolf, you can now go to docofdetox.com and itioh.com to take back your power and heal. Go there now, itioh.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. you can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Alright guys, we're ready for our Four Seasons sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
Four reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Willing to go where the truth takes him. Here's Robert.
I kind of feel like spending after a whole segment on Karen's question that we didn't even answer it. Super Don, do you ever get those feelings like you answered the question today, but you didn't answer it? Like they're going to be
yeah,
gonna be
we
annoying.
Got off into kind of a tangent a little bit, but you know what? It's a cool question.
Yeah,
I mean it is. It's different from a lot of the other questions that we'll get. I mean something you know, it's like bison or beef,
right?
Oh, which hey, one's better? You know. So it's a cool question, but I think just, you know, to answer the question after going over a lot of good information is really the difference between the two is the calories, because it's a leaner meat. Bison is a leaner meat. So you've got less calories with bison, and you've got less fat with bison. So it's kind of...
That still doesn't answer the question, though.
Well, what's better for you?
I
guess it depends on what you're eating for, you know. you don't have to be so concerned, I think, about the fat. We've talked about that before. Now, I'm going to guess that you're probably not eating a ribeye every night, every meal.
Mastodon steak.
Yeah. You know, I mean, for me, I'd go for the beef just because I like the higher fat content in the meat.
All right. Well, we established that. But I was like, if we answer the question, it's one of those that I throw back on you, Karen. Which do you feel better eating?
There you go.
Or do you do better on tofurkey? I just don't know. You got to answer that. You got to answer that question.
Tofurkey.
Just saying. You might need to take some
enzymes. We're still in tofurkey season, so I guess
it is tofurkey season, right? And you can get the tofurkey flu. That's coming up next.
It's faux turkey is what they should call it, not tofurkey.
Faux turkey flu shots.
That's right.
Speaking of enzymes, you know, to digest stuff, there's an interesting story next hour about mercury and autism link. More studies coming out around the world linking mercury to autism. And this one's going to be, devastating to the CDC, but they're not going to give a flip. They're so far up the butt of Big Pharma. It's stinky in there. It's just stinky in there. Stay away from the CDC. If the Trump administration decides to decommission it, I will give a cheer. Three cheers, in fact. We'll get to that. Let's see. What do we got on tap this segment here as far as news stories in the news cycle? Super Don, you've been going through that. I know we got mercury. We got gifts of the day. Oh, this is interesting. Why aspartame? I read this headline, and I was sort of confused. It's one of those headlines that's tricky. Why aspartame may prevent weight loss. Is that a weird way to say this? Basically, it should be reading, because it's sort of like a double negative. Instead of why aspartame may prevent weight loss, which you're not sure. You scratch your head and go, was that a good thing or is that a bad thing? I'm not even sure after I read that sentence.
That's true. It is kind of weird, isn't it?
Right? That's immediately what struck me. Is like, well, they can't actually be straight about aspartame being horrible for you. So they'll put it in a confusing way. Well, you'll be left with the question. You'll ponder. I'm not sure if it's good or bad. Is it a good witch or a bad witch? I'm not sure.
Why the hell? You know, if they worded that correctly, mm-hmm. if we're going to be like grammar police here, right?
Yes, please do.
It should say why aspartame. Well, first off, we could say why aspartame will kill you. But in the spirit of this article, it would be why aspartame may make you gain weight.
Yes, why aspartame makes you fat and keeps you fat. Now, of course, that headline would not probably pass muster at Fox News. This is a Fox News article. It headlined in a tricky way, probably snuck past the censors. And they're actually acknowledging that reaching for diet soda may hinder weight loss efforts. How cool is that? If you want to stay fat, aspartame is where it's at.
Diet Coke makes you fat. That is right. Such an oxymoron in the general thinking of the media, right?
Who do you hear right now? Whose voice do you hear right now? I hear Jerry Doyle.
I do, too.
Totally, yes. On this story. He'd be like, we'd be all over this on his show. Jerry, God bless you. Love you. Appreciate you so much. And I know you're still here listening. So reaching for a diet soda may actually make you fatter. These experiments were conducted with, well, aspartame is known as NutraSweet. We call it NutraPoison. It's also, I think, Neotame is a more toxic version of it. And I think they tried to kind of make it a gentler name. What did they call it? This was Neotame, aspartame.
AminoSweet.
Yeah. AminoSweet, right? We have amino acids and we're sweet. Never mind the contribution to metabolic syndrome, which includes high blood pressure, high cholesterol, which is not, for me, the biggest issue unless it's indicative of liver damage, which could be in this case because what we know that is in aspartame and what it breaks down to. And, of course, a large waist size. The metabolic syndrome people have higher rates of heart disease, stroke, diabetes. Now, AminoSweet, yes, there are amino acids in there. Tryptophan, I believe. Let me put the breakdown components. I've got to pull it out of the archives of my brain. At 86 degrees Fahrenheit, aspartame breaks down into methanol, which is wood alcohol. What else? DKP, which is known to form brain tumors, a brain tumor-forming agent, because they linked aspartame consumption many years ago to things called astrocytomas. These really vicious brain tumors as well. Now, you also have formaldehyde and formic acid. Formaldehyde you know of because it's used as a preservative agent, and it's also an embalming fluid. Formaldehyde is one of the breakdown components of aspartame. Formic acid is the chemical equivalent of... Super D, did you ever step in a pile of fire ants? Or even get one fire ant to bite you?
No, unfortunately, I've missed out on that opportunity.
Don't put that on your bucket list, my friend.
No? Okay.
No, not a good feeling at all. And, man, it's vicious. But even, you know, a red ant bite, it's formic acid. Now, in homeopathy, we use the remedy Formica rufa is the name. Not rufi, but rufa. And it is indeed formic acid, if you will. It's the ant sting poison, basically. Formic acid is just massively inflammatory, pain-inducing. Many people that drink aspartame-laced sodas or eat aspartame in any form with their coffee or anything else are also suffering from a lot of headaches, a lot of pain, a lot of burning and stinging, all kinds of strange sensations, neurological anomalies. In this case, they're looking at, the novel mechanistic insight is what they're referring to. And this is going through the Harvard Medical School because this guy's a professor of surgery there. And they did research on this subject specifically to find out what could it be. And in all three cases, the relationship was the destruction of gut enzyme activity. Oh, my gosh. Could these toxic chemicals be impacting the gut microbiome and all that it does when it's healthy and making it abnormal? And yes, indeed. It destroys the function of these gut enzymes. And, of course, when the enzymes' function is lower, all kinds of aberrant metabolic functions are the result. They list this enzyme as intestinal alkaline phosphatase, or IAP. And it works in the intestines to break down cholesterol and fatty acids. You know, I'm going very slow here. I'm methodical. I want you to understand this because we've done so many stories on aspartame over the years. I mean, this is going back, for me, 25 years more. But when I started in broadcast radio in 1999 in Atlanta, this was one of the things we did. In fact, we had a guest on years ago, Betty Martini from Mission Possible. And that was her, you know, her reason for being became aspartame. So destructive, so damaging, and now they're finding out more of the mechanisms of action. So they actually saw that it broke down the enzyme, broke down the ability of the enzyme to do work in the gut microbiome. Another thing they looked at in the small intestines of mice, and the aspartame, once again, destroyed the gut enzyme's activity. Even 3 hours after, 50% lower in mice that were injected with aspartame solution compared to mice injected with salt water. This is a significant study.
This is kind of a big deal because Listen, you've been saying this for a long time. Personally, before I became enlightened on the issue, you know, when I started working with you and stuff like that, I avoided aspartame because it gave me the headaches, like you were talking about, and so I couldn't deal with it. Plus, it tastes like crap.
Yeah.
But this is significant because for a long time they have been pushing and pushing and pushing on this, trying to discredit anybody.
Mm-hmm.
That said anything negative about, oh, it's just...
It's a conspiracy theory coming from fake news.
Yeah.
It's fake news,
yeah.
Right? I can't wait for Morning Joe, Mika Brzezinski to say, oh, it's just fake news as they suck on their aspartame-laced soda and coffee.
This is Fox News.
Yeah, that's true. This is Fox News
right?
coverage.
This is Fox News is putting this story out.
But Fox News, don't they work for the Russians too, or only some of the time?
They're kind of Russian-light.
Russian light.
Diet now, Russian, right?
In the third segment of the study, this is really as important as anything you'll read about in this study. They say inflammation markers are increased in all of the rats that were injected with the aspartame-infused water. Inflammation markers of inflammation, of course, that lead to the development of metabolic syndrome. So it's not just a specific destruction of enzyme activity within the gut microbiome, but also systemic inflammation markers climbing, which explains a lot of the fibromyalgia that people have associated with aspartame drinks, diet sodas. Again, you said it right, the headaches as well. You have really got to detoxify your liver. Now, recognize methanol is wood alcohol. It's not the same as ethanol. Methanol can cause optic nerve blindness, can destroy your liver. Formaldehyde is a carcinogen. It can destroy your liver. Formic acid is pro-inflammation in the body, stinging sensations, pain sensations, all of that. and as I mentioned, DKP. Why this is a legal additive tells you all you need to know about the FDA and how illegitimate it is. And it's like, you know, it's useless arguing with skeptics who say, well, we've got to rely on the government and their authorities, right? Their FDA knows about science. They know about truth and facts. It's like, hell no, they don't. They know about where their bread is buttered and where their aspartame is leaking in their brains. And they're not going to come out and ban this thing. They're not. But it took how many years to get aspartame? Well, let's say, I wanted to think about stevia before they even allowed stevia to be mentioned as an alternative sweetener. And even that, the mainstream soda companies are using a more synthetic form that I would not recommend ingesting. So there you have it, folks. If you know anybody that's still ingesting aspartame, Neotame, AminoSweet, any of those names that it's called, do them a favor and point it out to them. If they're going to still drink it after that, there's not a lot you can do, but I think you owe it to them, with all the love you got in your heart, to let them know you care about them so much, you don't want them drinking aspartame-laced sodas, you don't want them adding it to their coffee, tea, or anyone. All right, Super D, we got through the aspartame segment. I'm going to have to bathe now because it makes it sort of dirty when you talk about NutraSweet. Ew, yuck. I want to get that out of my system. Let's talk about holiday gift giving. Yes, right? The high-end gift stores, because, of course, they are only about bringing valuable commodities, things that can change your life for the better. What is Nordstrom selling now? We're going to find out. This is the hottest Christmas gift of the season. Next.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
We have a great story from someone who's helped themselves to heal by using the botanical known as Carnivora. And we have a guest right now. Her name is Joni Nichols. This is quite a story.
Yes, it is. And, Robert, I was a mess. I had numerous infections. My hair was falling out all over the furniture. Mm-hmm. One of the scariest things was that my legs were swelling up out of control. It came to a head. Within 24 hours, I had gone into a coma.
Holy tamale.
Mom and Dad decided to get me Carnivore as a six-week program. Within two weeks, Robert, the first thing I noticed was that I felt better waking up. Then I noticed that my hair wasn't all over the furniture. I'm, like, all excited.
And she credits all of it to her Carnivora protocol.
This is Richard Ostro, owner for Carnivora Research International. Call 1-866-836-8735. That's 1-866-836-8735. Or visit carnivora.com, carnivora.com. Call now.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. fortressclothing.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Want to see what you'd look like if you had a flatter belly? Now's your chance, because for a limited time, we're giving away free trials of Somabiotics, the new discovery that flattens bloated bellies fast. But hurry and call now while we're still giving it away for free. 1-800-917-3929. Strict limit of one free trial per household. These free trials are reserved for anyone, male or female, who's looking for maximum belly flattening in minimum time. Somabiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. So just think how much better you'll look and feel. Want to see what you'd look like with a flatter belly? Now's your chance. But hurry, call now for details while we're still giving these trials of Somabiotics away for free. 1-800-917-3929. That's 1-800-917-3929. If lines are busy, try again. 1-800-917-3929.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Sale of a Lifetime, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.saleofalifetime.com/free book. Again, that's saleofalifetime.com/free book.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Yes, just in time for Christmas, everybody head on over to Nordstrom for the gift of the day. No, it's not a pet rock, it's better. It's a rock in a pouch. And it only costs $85.
I want a rock.
I want a rock in a pouch. I tell you what, man, this is an amazing gift-giving season when they come up with things I would have never thought of. Rock in a pouch!
Now, for those of you that think we've lost our minds, this is for real, and it's being sold by, well, I have to almost correct the record here, because it was being sold by Nordstrom's.
You mean I announce it and now people can't get it?
You know, that's the thing. Now, had you looked at this earlier today on the Nordstrom website, it was being sold for $85. And what you've got here is this really nice-looking, handcrafted leather pouch. And it's described here as it's got sturdy...
Contrast whip stitching. Hold on a second. It's called a rock. Why are they talking about the pouch?
Hold on here. The leather has a beautiful ombre effect made by an artist named Peter Maxwell in his Los Angeles studio with vintage leatherworking tools and traditional saddle stitching techniques. And here's the thing. It's vegetable tanned leather.
What do they do, splash a beet on it? It doesn't look red at all.
It's actually a very crunchy granola type of tanning. It's chromium-free, which means it doesn't have any harmful chemicals.
No hexavalent chromium
on
that.
They rub bark and branches and leaves and some fruits and stuff on it to tan.
What are you supposed to do, lick the rock for your nutrition? I mean,
but here's the thing. I mean, literally, it's just a rock in a piece of leather for $85. But you can't get it now.
This is just really downright upsetting. You know, there's going to be riots outside of Nordstrom. Where's my rock?
Where's my rock in a leather pouch?
Rock in a pouch.
Apparently, they shut this thing down. Now, I don't know if you've ever seen on Amazon every once in a while, somebody will come across what appears to be a really bizarre thing. And then people will go to Amazon and they'll write these fictitious reviews that are just absolutely hilarious. They're literally, I mean, they seem like they're written by comedians. And they were doing this to this particular item on the Nordstrom website.
Well, hold on. They actually start the description at Nordstrom to say a paperweight? ? A conversation piece? A work of art? It's up to you. But this smooth Los Angeles area stone, and then it goes into what it's wrapped in. I mean,
yes.
Really, we all wanted for Christmas a smooth Los Angeles area stone. It's just one step up from that lump of coal for all the bad boys and girls this holiday season.
Pretty funny. Now, I got to ask you something, because we've talked about this before. If you were going to buy your wife a gift, what do you think would elicit a better response? A vacuum cleaner or a rock?
A vacuum cleaner that can pick up a rock. Now, that would rock.
That's what you would want, right?
Right.
Give me that 50 horsepower shop vac, right?
Right, exactly. If it can pick up a rock or a bowling ball, you know it's a good vacuum. So there. Let's see. One of the guys, Tom Namako, who Nordstrom is selling a leather-wrapped Los Angeles area conversation piece rock for $85. So help me God. He said that just started it. Remember the pet rock? Now it's an artisan effort with an artisan price available at Nordstrom. These are unbelievable. Welcome to Nordstrom. Can I interest you in this fancy rock?
Yeah. Well, I don't know.
I'll tell you what I think is
even funnier is the fact that they've taken it down now because so many people were mocking this online that I guess now you have to go somewhere else to get your rock in a pouch.
I mean, it's not even a salt lamp. A salt lamp in a pouch would be something interesting. But a rock in a pouch? It sounds like that thing from Saturday Night Live. Who did that? Justin Timberlake?
Justin Timberlake and somebody.
They were singing about a rock in a pouch, weren't they?
Yeah, no.
No, that wasn't
it?
We
can't say what it was.
Rock in a pouch? No? Yeah.
I don't know. Something in a box.
Something, a rock in a box. Jack in the box.
It's not a rock in a box, no.
Buffalo in a box. Spicy in a box.
It's four letters.
Four letters?
Yeah, it's in a box.
No, that's five letters. I don't know. I give up. All right, tell me on the break. When we come back, second hour of the Robert Scott Bell Show, we're going to get into mercury causing autism and science to support it. We've got more questions of the day. Also, Trump privatization on tap because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.